Good afternoon. This study was done with Allison Karpin. It was actually led by Allison Karpin at the Food Trust. So as we all know, eating a diet high in fruits and vegetables is associated with a decreased risk for many chronic diseases and can be an important part of a weight management strategy. Despite these benefits, fewer than 1 in 10 Americans eat the recommended levels of fruits and vegetables. And the overall poor diet quality in this country is a major contributor to the rising health care costs due to obesity and related chronic diseases. There's increasing recognition in the public health community that access to healthy foods is an important factor in increasing health in communities and improving dietary behaviors. Therefore, many cities and states' obesity prevention efforts are focused on approaches to increasing access to affordable, high-quality fresh food, especially in low-resource communities, with programs similar to the ones that Candace just spoke about. But as she pointed out, data examining the nutritional impacts of farmers markets on individuals purchasing at those markets is limited. A recently published review of farmers market evaluations found 12 farmers market evaluations were published between 1980 and 2009 and that examined nutrition or weight-related outcomes. However, all of these evaluations were done in the context of two types of incentive programs, WIC, Farmers Market Nutrition Program, and Farmers Market Programs for Seniors. Many of the studies did suggest a positive impact on fruit and vegetable consumption due to these incentive programs, but the review revealed that there are no studies that are done unrelated to these incentive programs. And further, the review showed the wide variety of measures collected, measurement tools used, and outcomes examined, which makes it difficult to compare results across evaluations. So this study sought to fill the gaps in the literature by examining current approaches to data collection by farmers market managers at the customer and vendor level. So specifically, we sought to understand if farmers market managers routinely collect information about their markets, how the data are collected, and the nature of the data. So using that information, I'll discuss potential utility of the data that is collected and suggest additional approaches to studying the dietary impacts of farmers markets. Two main methods were utilized for this study. Market managers were identified and interviewed about their data collection strategies. At the end of the interviews, managers were asked to forward any data collection tools that they used for further analysis. Market managers were identified using the USDA's AMS Directory of Farmers Markets in the United States as of June 2010. From that list of about 6,100 markets, markets that accept SNAP and or WIC FMNP were selected for participation in the current study, so a total of 543 markets. The decision was made to limit inclusion to the markets that accept SNAP and WIC FMNP because these markets usually need to be equipped with electronic benefit transfer or EBT machines. The level of sophistication and organization needed to provide EBT access at those markets suggested to us that they would be more likely to be collecting data and have capacity for doing that. In addition, given the public health interest in narrowing health disparities, we wanted to focus on markets that were most likely to be serving low-income individuals. The final sample included 185 managers who together managed 286 markets in 34 states, giving an overall response rate of 53%. Managers who operated more than one market were asked to identify just one of those markets for the interview. They were asked a series of 8 open and closed-ended questions about their approach to data collection. Questions asked about ongoing use of and approach to data collection methods, including customer surveys, vendor applications, how these instruments were created, and what types of data were collected, such as tracking of sales data, shopping demographics, and tracking of consumer diet and health. Participants, as I mentioned, were also asked to send a copy of their data collection tools. A total of 185 managers were interviewed. 93% of the market managers interviewed reported at least one of the following data collection strategies: customer surveys, vendor applications, customer counts, or customer demographic tracking. And among those that collected data, nearly all used a vendor application, and about two-thirds reported surveying customers. Among those managers that reported conducting customer surveys, two-thirds indicated that they created their own instruments, and the remaining were created in conjunction with local partnerships with local university students and interns. Fewer than 10% of managers reported collecting any data on customer dietary change, or health. Of the 185 managers, 86 sent their data collection tools, which when combined represented 124 distinct instruments. Customer surveys and vendor applications accounted for 98% of all of the tools. For the content analysis, question items were entered into a database and coded into categories developed by the research team. A two-level hierarchy of codes was derived, revealing at the highest level overarching themes, which were then broken into more specific subtopics. I'll only be presenting the overarching themes. A total of 40 customer surveys were collected. Surveys ranged from 3 to 35 questions with a mean of 11. You can see that shopping frequency, reason for shopping, and market preferences were the most common, asked on at least 80% of surveys. Other themes included expenditures, food assistant benefit use, transportation travel time, and diet or health. Only 1 in 5 surveys included questions asking directly about diet or health. Examples of questions in this category included agree or disagree statements, such as, I eat more fruits and vegetables as a result of the farmer's market. Multiple response questions were also identified, such as, since coming to this market, has your consumption of fruits and vegetables changed, increased, decreased, or remained the same? 82 vendor applications were analyzed. They ranged from 2 to 32 questions with a mean of 11. And a total of 11 overarching themes were identified. So you can see that product information and demographics were by far the most common information collected. And other relevant categories included product volume and sales, EBT, WIC, and bonus coupon sales, and food assistant benefit attitudes and experiences. So I'd like to spend the remaining time discussing the implications of our findings. The first is that there are opportunities for local and state health practitioners to leverage data already being collected by market managers. Our findings indicate that market managers of farmers markets that accept SNAP and WIC FMNP are collecting a detailed amount of information about these markets. Almost all of them conduct at least one type of data collection activity, and most of the managers use vendor applications and customer surveys. Based on the types of questions asked on these surveys, this information may be able to be used to examine many issues, such as accessibility of markets and successes of interventions to increase food assistant benefit use at farmers markets. So for example, 73% of the customer surveys collected information about customer expenditures. These questions included what the frequently purchased items were, what the methods of payments were, including food assistant benefit programs. Vendor applications may provide valuable information about market sales, product mix, total sales from various food assistant benefit programs, and the types of marketing and promotion that are done towards these food assistant benefit customers, and these can be leveraged by practitioners as well. Little data was collected about diet, but because these surveys are already being done, they can be expanded with minimal resources. This could be done through collaborations with local or state public health departments and or universities. So while customer surveys and vendor applications represent a viable, practical way to access information about markets, we understand that there are larger and more sophisticated studies that need to be done to fully understand the dietary impacts of farmers markets. So some examples of methods and questions to look at are to assess the diet impact of the introduction of a farmers market through pre- and post-surveys of households living within a reasonable distance around the farmers market site. Another example is to assess the long-term behavior of farmers market attendees. For instance, when markets are out of season, do attendees maintain the same fruit and vegetable consumption? And are there spillover effects of shopping at a market? For instance, increased water consumption or decreased consumption of foods of low nutritive value. Studies should also focus on children. Given the current epidemic of childhood obesity, understanding whether farmers markets impact behaviors of children is important. Further, children represent the next generation of farmers market customers. Encouraging them to shop at venues such as farmers markets may establish a brand loyalty for these venues. So regardless of the types of data collection done, and whether by market managers, universities, and whether a small or large sophisticated study, it's important that consistent and widely accepted assessment tools are used. Examples of tools that are used are available on the National Cancer Institute's website and on the recently developed NCORE Measures Registry website. Tools developed by communication by organizations such as Community Food Security Coalition and others could also provide starting points for surveys. Groups already working in the field should share tools and survey questions to facilitate the generation of comparable data. They should ensure that common measures are collected and results are shared. So the study has several strengths and limitations that should be noted. The sample in this analysis consisted of only those farmers markets in the online directory that accepted SNAP and WIC FMNP, which was less than 10% of the total number of markets. But our markets were similar to the national average for total number of vendors and for percentage of markets open year-round. Despite these limitations, and the response rate was 53%, which was relatively low, and we only collected a small number of tools from our managers. But despite these limitations, this is the first study to our knowledge to assess whether farmers markets routinely collect dietary and other types of data. This information can be used to encourage continued and expanded collection and may prompt collaboration between public health officials and market managers. So in summary, we can understand the impact and potential of farmers markets to promote healthier eating by making better use of current dietary data collection efforts and current general data collection efforts at markets, and by partnering with organizations working in this area. And a better understanding of the dietary impacts of farmers markets will support policymakers, philanthropists, and nonprofit agencies to weigh costs, benefits, and identify best practices. And I'd like to acknowledge that this study was in part supported by the Kellogg Foundation in conjunction with the Public Health Food Systems and Arling Conference. Thank you.